Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Damodara Radha Damodara Sri Radhe Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Jagannatha Jaya Baladeva Jaya Subhadra Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha Jaya Prahlada Narasimha Dev Prahlada Narasimha Dev Prahlada Narasimha Dev Prahlada Narasimha Dev Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Gurudev 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev Nita Gaura Haribol, 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 Nita Gaura Haribol.
శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరీతాయికి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాఘవ భగవానికి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధ దామోదర్కి, శ్రీ శ్రీ జగన్నాథ బల సుభద్రమయ్యకి, శిల ప్రభుపాదకి, గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి. హరే కృష్ణ, హరే కృష్ణ. యాజ్ యు నో, మంజరి మాతది జస్ట్ ఆస్క్డ్ జస్ట్ బిఫోర్ వి స్టార్ట్ దిస్ కీర్తన్ టు యు నో స్పీక్ అబౌట్ టుడేస్ వర్స్. So this is a difficult task, but by blessing of all of you, I will make an attempt to speak. And of course, Mataji also told me that it is about Vaishnava Parada, this chapter. Okay, so let's take a look at today's verse, which is 11. So the title of chapter is, as you can see, Mother Parvati Curses Chitraketu. So why does one curse if you do some offend, if you offend them? So this is about Vaishnava Parada, and today's verse 11. So 11 is direct statement of Parvati. So up to now we had discussed about the pretext, and today is the start of Parvati's vacha statement. So let us read word by word, and then we'll read full verse line by line. Shri Parvati Vacha. Ayam Kim Ahuna Loke Shasta Danda Daraha Prabhuha Asmad Vidhanam Dustanam నిర్లజనాన్ చ విప్రక్రే. ఓకే, బిఫోర్ వి డు ఫుల్ లెట్ మీ ఇన్వోక్ ఆస్పీషియస్. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. శ్రీ పార్వతీ వాచ. అయం కిం అహునా లోకే శస్త్రదండాదర ప్రభువ అస్మాద్ విధానం దుస్తనం నిర్జలాజనం చ విప్రకృత్. శ్రీ పార్వతీ వాచ. అయం కిం అహునా లోకే శస్త్రదండాదర ప్రభువ అస్మాద్ విధానం దుస్తనం నిర్లజనానం చ విప్రకృత్. శ్రీ పార్వతీ వాచ. అయం కిం అధునా లోకే శస్త్రదండాదర ప్రభువ అస్మాద్ విధానం దుష్టానం నిర్లజనం చ విప్రకృత్. వైష్ణవస్
శ్రీ పార్వతీ వాచ. అయం కిం అధునా లోకే
Sri Parvati Vacha. The Goddess Parvati said, I am this. Kim, whether, Ahuna, now, Loke, in this world, Shasta, the Supreme Controller, Danda Daraha, the carrier of the rod. Are punishments. Prabhuha, the master. Asmat Vidanam, a person like us. Dustatnam, criminals. Nirla Janam, who have no shame. Cha, and. Viprakrat, the restrainer. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. The goddess Parvati said, alas, had this upstart now received a post from which to punish shameless person like us? Has he been appointed ruler, carrier of rod of punishment? Is he now the only master of everything? So this verse has no purport from Srila Prabhupada, but later we will read other which verses that have purport, so that it will become easier for us to discuss this statement that Parvati is making today. Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjaya Salakaya Chakshurulmitamena Sri Satme Gurave Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. As chapter name indicates, Mother Parvati curses Chitraketu. So, if you look at all the previous verses of this chapter, also actually almost counto itself. So it, all the situation started with Vaishnaparada, the first Indra, the king of heavenly planet. So he has offended his guru, Braspati. Of course, as a result, he became weakened because he offended his guru. So you need the disciples receive strength from Guru. So if you offend a Guru, then you are cut off from the source of strength. Obviously what happens? You start becoming weaker and weaker and dwindle. Even you can try with the tree. If you just cut some 2-3 parts of a small sapling tree, then it will dry up. Even if you put huge amount of water, it has no ability to, extract or observe or suck the minerals and the power and all that from the soil. So that is exactly what happened to Indra as a king. King means, so he has big kingdom, he has big army to support, very strong army. So of course Indra had a very strong elephant that carries him from one planet to other planet very easily. So that is his airline, but that airline doesn't have to be maintained, very powerful. So because of his offense towards his guru, his source of that spiritual strength and also material strength, power has decreased. So you can see, because of that, the demons went and defeated him very easily. And why did demon defeat them very easily? Because they were very, very faithful to their guru Sukracharya, at least at that time. Correct? Every now and then they also offend. But when they were very faithful and they derive a huge strength, and because of the strength, first other parties become weakened already, then these asuras have become strong, and they were able to go and defeat and then take over heavenly planet. Then of course Indra was looking for a solution as usual. So for solution you go to higher ups who might protect you. He went to Brahma, then he went to Vishnu together. So finally then Vishnu suggested, no problem, you take one Brahmin and he will be your guru. Then of course many cascading effects happened. Then finally came Vritasur. Vritasur as a demon. So then of course then we want to know, who is this Vritasur? So that is how this story of Chitraketu started. Actually it was Chitraketu, so who became Vritasur. And then of course we heard a lot about qualities of Vritasur and qualities of Chitraketu in previous verses, and how he, you know, the lamenting situation, Chitraketu as king, so he also had material desire, but it was fulfilled through his guru's blessing. But it created a problem for him. Son died immediately. Then we know the lamentation. Then finally, by teachings of Narada Muni. So Narada Muni again empowered that his son, brought back him to life and then empowered him. He was able to give very clear instruction. Then he became enlightened. Then he regained his intelligence. Then he had a darshan of Lord Sankarsan. Then now he became again normal king, and then he was actually, in the previous verses we have seen how he was glorifying Lord, going from one planet to the planet in his chariot along with all the beautiful damsels of those places. And it was told earlier that, see, he was so powerful in controlling senses. But of course once he was flying over, and we have seen on Sunday discussion about when Lord Shiva was preaching teachings to all the saintly persons. Of course it was told that so Mother Parvati was sitting on the lap and he was giving instruction. So this has amused Chitraketu, correct? So he was surprised that such a great saintly person, or Lord Shiva, and he is making his wife sit down. And we don't know whether he made Parvati to sit down or Parvati came by her own will and sat. Correct? This is something not mentioned here, but either can happen. Of course, Parvati may be not really thinking these are my children. Correct? All these saintly persons sitting there. So she might have just went and sat also. So anyway, so this was observed by Chitraketu, and he got amused, and then he said, few seconds, oh, what is this? Great personality like Lord Shiva. People will get surprised. So just because of the statement, so this offended Parvati. And Parvati now started. Of course, Lord Shiva didn't get offended. So he just smiled. So he smiled at the situation, just walked away. So he didn't feel offended, but Parvati got offended. And this is also instructs. If you offend a wife of a person, directly she will not feel that much. But if you offend her husband in front of her, you are finished. You try. In any house you visit, and you somehow try to criticize her husband in front of anybody, the wife will be very, very angry. But if you directly criticize her, no problem. So she will be more tolerant to criticizing directly to her, but then criticize husband, very danger. So this is exactly what we are seeing today. Shiva being such a great person, Shiva means all auspicious. So he was offended by so many places. We see in Srimad Bhagavatam other places. But Shiva never bothered to curse. He just laughed or smiled. So just like a parent. And of course, Shiva is the spiritual master of this universe in one sense. So he is the one who is uplifting all those in ignorance. Gyamadesa in material world, most of the people are ignorance state, and he is the spiritual master for all of them. So he has to be tolerant, and of course by nature he is tolerant. Asutos, he is very, very kind and compassionate, very can easily be very pleased. So unlike other devatas, Shiva can be pleased very easily. Correct? For some other deva, like even for Brahma, you have to do big tapas to please Brahma. To please Indra, you have to do a lot of tapas. You have to please him so much. But Shiva, very easily pleasable. So this personality didn't mind anything that statement. He realized that, yes, what he's saying is also true. You know, we have seen whatever great person does, others follow. So Shiva being the spiritual master of this universe, a great personality, so if he does, then all other people also do the same thing. So he understood and he smiled. But Parvati has become angry. And her statement that we see in the next couple of verses, so before she curses, in one sense she's justifying her anger. So today we see, so Parvati said, alas, oh, so has this upstart now, who is this upstart? Upstart is a Chitraketu. You know, we say upstart business. Now we say, oh, this devotee just came today. Now he's acting like a supreme person of this temple. Correct? How is this fellow became like that? So he's upstart. Upstart is Chitraketu. So according to Parvati, Chitraketu is just had a darshan of Lord Shankarsena. Now he's thinking himself as a great person. That's what we say. Oh, this upstart has become such a great today. So she started with, has this upstart received a post from which to punish shameless person like us? Saying, has this upstart, the guy who just came to the temple, now he got a post just like Aniruddha Prabhu, acting like Aniruddha Prabhu and commanding me. So in the same way, he's saying that this person just came and upstart and then started acting, received a post to punish us. So this is out of anger. Correct? Although he didn't punish, but he laughed. Laughing is punishment only. Correct? So, of course, he is agreeing that. So, has he received such a post to punish shameless person like us? I think Parvati has understood that the situation may seem like a shameless. Sitting in the public place on lap of a husband. She also probably felt when this Chitraketu laughed. So this is a statement she's making. This is a very strong statement. So Parvati made. Then has he been appointed ruler? She's questioning. Has he been appointed ruler of this place? See, you can't give instruction to people unless you are a authority. Right? So we know that in any place, a person with authority says, so we have to accept and people don't challenge. Because it's authority. And we have seen authorities, power exhibited a lot during this lockdown. Correct? So even the premier of this Victoria said, lockdown, finish. Nobody can come out of the house, curfew. So we have to follow rules so strictly. Correct? Even if to come from house to the temple, we are so scared that somebody will catch me and give me a fine of $20,000. Then who will reimburse me the $20,000? People were scared. Maybe we'll take it to the temple authority, maybe they'll reimburse. So this is all worry. So same thing here. So he's the appointed ruler to laugh at us. So Parvati is making her case. Then carrier of rod and of punishment. So ruler means, so his duty is to make sure that rules and regulations that are laid down are followed by others, whether it is materially and spiritually as well. So in a spiritual sense, so there are rules and regulations are made, and the appointed authority has authority to enforce those rules and regulations. Right? To enforce rules or regulations in kitchen, I cannot go and do enforcement regulation. So whereas our Prabhu, if you go there, they will follow because he's a manager of kitchen. So similarly, if our Mataji comes here, when I say Mataji, you know who Mataji is. So if she says certain rules, we have to follow. Because others, we may be relaxed, laxed, not following. So she's questioning. And then rod of punishment. So once you are ruler, you also have a avidyas. weapons to punish. So in this case, the rod, you know, danda, correct? If you go to school, not in Australia, but if you go to traditional schools in India, the teacher will carry a danda, correct? So if you are sleeping, he will take the danda, he will hit it on your head. Or they will ask you a question, who is Chitraketu? If you don't answer, no, he won't carry on your head, his head. He will take one danda and give you hit 2, 3 times, 4 times. In fact, so some of you may not know, all the kids, you know, usually, they were asked to put hand like this and they will hit on your hand 1 time or 2 times, 3 times, depending upon severity of your situation. That is first type of punishment. And second type of punishment is, some of them teachers, they ask you to turn hand like this and hit here. When they hit, sometimes they hit it on this blood vessel. Then you fall down unconscious. This is not a theory. This is a practice I had experienced. Okay? In my primary school, so we had one lady teacher, madam. Teacher. When we say teacher, we mean lady teacher. Sir means man. That's an Indian convention, at least in the villages. So once in one of the Kannada lecture, Kannada is our regional language. You know, every state in India has a regional language. Like in Andhra Pradesh or Telangana, they have Telugu. In North India, they have Hindi. Like in Karnataka, we had Kannada. Some teacher asked me, I don't know whether I answered correctly or not. She was very angry and took and hit very strongly on this nerve. Then you see, slowly you fall unconscious. So this is danda. Of course, there are many other danda also. Our Mahatma Prabhu can definitely address this, correct? So maybe there were much more stronger punishment during his time. Yes, Prabhu? Yeah, our Mahaprabhu was very smart, so he didn't experience those, but he might have seen other people doing it. And other danda is, sometimes, so they ask you a question, you don't answer. The next person asks, don't answer. The teacher will say, next. Then one who answers, so he has to now punish others. How can he punish? So he will be asked to hold nose like this, the person, all those 5, 3 or whoever didn't answer, hold neck, then give slap here. Then hold this nose, give slap. Like that you do it for others. So sometime if you don't have courage to do it, then teacher will teach you how to do it. He will hold your nose and training. Yeah. So like this punishment happens. So she is questioning. So has he become ruler and he got the danda to punish us? Then finally see that, is he now the only master of everything? So Bharata is saying, this Chitraku is the Ketu, is the only master of everything. So for this universe, we have multiple masters at different level of management. So now Parvati is questioning him. Are you the master of everything? Are you the supreme control of this universe? That you dare to laugh at us, laugh at my husband, Shiva. So who is giving, shastric instruction to or preaching to his disciples, saintly persons who are assembled here? So this is, you can see this is very, very deep. So which means Mother Parvati anger level has increased so high. So it is because, so this person laughed at her husband. If he had laughed at her, as I said, she would have excused him, laughed, just like, she would say, my son is talking like this, all right, no problem. But now that he is talking in front of everyone, so it offended and this offended statement came. Because he says, he is the ruler of everything. So that means, she thinks that there are other rulers, what happens to them? And that's what you observe in the next verse. He says, oh, alas, Lord Brahma, who has taken his birth from the lotus flower, does not know the principles of religion, nor do the great saints like Bhrigu, Narada, nor four Kumaras headed by Sanat Kumara. See, now questioning, is this Chitraketu Lord of everything? What about Brahma? Who is Brahma? She says, Brahma is the one who is born from lotus flower. Right? If you see the appearance of Brahma, from Lord Vishnu's here in navel. So the lotus flower spots, and then you see on that Brahma. Usually Brahma you see sitting on lotus flower. So you will see picture if you see Brahma on lotus flower. So we say, oh, he is born from lotus flower. But then finally we say, Vishnu is the father. Then of course Mother Lakshmi is sitting next to him. Then we say, okay, Mother Lakshmi is the mother of Brahma. So you can go to some of the temples where you can go. I think our Parthasarathi temple in New Delhi. So the central temple, there is Krishna as Parthasarathi and Radha Krishna. They say Radha Parthasarathi temple. You know, Parthasarathi. Sarathi means charioteer. Charioteer of Partha. Who was the chariot of Partha? He is Krishna. So actually Krishna. Krishna is known by that his duty at that time. In fact, Krishna loves to be called by based on his duty, rather than directly, hey Krishna. But if we say, based on, oh, dear most person of Radha, he likes it. Correct? So here, Parthasa temple. But there is, other side there is a museum. So they have got Vishnu lying on Anantasis. I think you'll also see a flower, lotus flower from Indeval. Then on top you see Brahma. So that is one of the temple where you can see that you can say Brahma is born from lotus flower. Then of course where lotus flower is connected Vishnu, then mother is there, Lakshmi Devi. So like this you also see such a temple in Srivalliputtur. Srivalliputtur is a holy place in Tamil Nadu. So that is a place is called appearance of Ranganatha's consort. What is the name of in Srivalliputtur, appearance of one of these saintly, you know, in Ranganath temple. So this the devotee who used to wear his garland first, then given to Ranganath. Her name. Anyway, so there is a temple. Vishnu is lying. Then very big murti of Vishnu, then just same way, lotus, and then you see Brahma. Okay, so that is about Brahma. So is Brahma such a person? Is he not a controller of anything? This Chitrakirti he is now controlling. The next is questioning, Andal. Okay, Andal birthplace is called Srivalliputtur. So it is said that Andal is expansion of Srimati Radharani. Okay, so if you have blessing from Andal, so you can have its equivalent of having blessing from Srimati Radharani. Okay, so that's at the birthplace of Andal. So now next is, does he not know principles of religion? How to behave, how not to behave? So these principles of religion are known to Brahma. Brahma, we say Brahma is the first living entity who appeared in this universe. And he received knowledge through heart, directly from Lord Krishna. Doesn't Brahma know these principles of religion? So next he's saying that, oh, what about great saints like Bhrigu and Narada and four Kumaras headed by Sanat Kumara? Don't they know this? He's just questioning. He's questioning. This person is acting like he is the Lord of everything. Doesn't this Brahma know about this? Nor Narada, nor Bhrigu? Now, when you get angry, you cannot only directly focus on that person. You also challenge. You know, there are other authorities. Don't they know religion, principles of religion? That only this person knows? Then she says, Manu, Kapila have also forgotten the religious principle. You know, Manu and Kapila, we say these are great Mahajanas. Saying that looks like even Manus and Kapilas also forgotten religions. So then, I suppose it is because of this that they have not tried to stop Lord Shiva from behaving improperly. So she's just saying, you know, so looks like, you know, Brahma forgot principles of religion, Narada forgot principles of religion, Bhrigumuni forgot principles of religion, not only that, Kapila Muni and Manu forgot religion. Maybe because of this person is behaving like this and finding fault with us. So now she's saying that, are you greater than these people? these personalities. So this is directly see is making case and case of before you curse. This is what do in material also. People, before they throw a nuclear weapon on others, they will make so many cases, whether they are true or not. Of course, in materially, most of the time, they have ulterior motive and they just make some case and create a problem that we are noticing already in this world right now. Correct? This war between Russia and Ukraine. So, Russia first says something, oh, these people have become, behaving like this. Oh, we want to teach them a lesson. We want to make them a proper people, following principles of rules and regulations, how to be a human, how to be a good country, how to be a good neighbor. They're going to attack, whether it is true or not. Correct? So this is how the war starts. But this is here a spiritual sense. Here his mother Parvati is not trying to pick up a fight. So a situation arises and she's expressing her her frustration. In one sense, the frustration that, I am the Durga Devi. Who is Durga Devi? So is the superintendent of this universe. Just like you go to Melbourne jail, so there is a controller there for jail also. Correct? Like that, Prabhupada said that Durga Devi is like a superintendent of this prison of this universe where we are. This prison is big, of course. A big prison. Within prison, we can own a house. Correct? Spend money and buy a house. Most of the time, take a loan and buy a house. Within prison, you can get a wife, stree, your wife. Then, of course, within prison, you can beget children. Within prison, you can do so many things. Build your empire also. So, who is the lord of this prison? It's Parvati Devi in Durga Devi form. Such a personality. Now, she is offended. So, now she is questioning, is he greater than these people, these personalities? So, now she started saying, he thinking he is greater than these, but actually, she says, Chitraketu is the lowest of Kshatriyas. Now he is, first she thought, is he greater than these persons? Now saying, this actually person of lowest of Kshatriyas. So, any ruler is Kshatriya. Correct? In Varnashrama Dharma. So, anyone who gives intellectual direction to people is a Brahmana. Correct? So, he gives an intellectual instruction to Brahmana. Then, of course, one who administers and tries to control is Kshatriya. But Kshatriya also has to follow some dharma, religious. So now Parvati is saying that this fellow didn't really follow religious because he's the lowest of Kshatriyas, he's saying. So then, and he has impudently overridden Brahma and other demigods by insulting Lord Shiva. So clearly, he's saying that, so he's overriding Brahma. See, Brahma and other demigods in higher position. So if Brahma comes and tells Shiva, hey Shiva, what are you doing? So please, next time don't do it. So they will accept because Brahma position is higher. Almost like Shiva is considered a son of Brahma because he also appeared from, Rudras appeared from Brahma. If father says, no problem. Right? Suppose, let's say, in house you are two. So, first child and second child. First child thinks a big brother. If the small child comes and try to give him carder, that fellow will become very angry. But if father says, okay, no problem. Correct? The same thing. If mother says, no problem, accepted. But if small brother says, they won't accept. Correct? Younger brother, instruction to elder brother is not easily accepted. So same situation here. So Brahma is superior authority. If he says, no problem. But this fellow is, Chitraketu is making such a statement, laughing at us. So she is now saying that, so he is the lowest of all Kshatriyas. So because he is overriding higher authorities, insulting Shiva. And he says, Lord Shiva, upon whose lotus feet they always meditate. Lord Shiva is the personified religion and the spiritual master of the entire universe, and therefore Chitraketu must be punished. So this is the case now made. So next we will see punishment. But before punishing, so she is making a case. So this is, of course, as I said, Parvati is really angry about this. And so the purport of that that verse is, all the members of the assembly were exalted brahmanas and self-realized souls, but they did not say anything about the conduct of Lord Shiva, who was embracing the goddess Parvati on his lap. Chitraketu nevertheless criticized Lord Shiva, and therefore the opinion of Parvati was that he should be punished. So Prabhupada is just making a point. Prabhupada is instructing the qualities of those who are assembled during this the Lord Shiva's discourse. Prabhupada is saying there they are exalted brahmanas. Brugamuni, these are exalted brahmanas of highest intellectual knowledge. Then of course devoted to Lord Vishnu and perfect in conducting ritualistic ceremonies as per the instruction of given in Vedas. When they curse, the effect of curse will happen, immediate action, correct? So if Brahmana is weak, if he curses, nothing happens. But when the exalted Brahmana curses, or exalted Brahmana invokes certain auspices for you on your behalf, when you invite them to conduct a yajna in your house, correct? So you request this Brahmana to conduct a yajna. So please conduct a yajna so that a great personality like Lord Sri Krishna, born as my son. That's what everybody desires. Nobody desires to have a son who is like Hiranyakashipu. Correct? Most of them desire that they are bestowed with a son who is of that nature. Then we have seen in Srimad Bhagavatam earlier, in Ignas, they were able to bestow such a personality. Even Lord Dasarath Maharaj was able to conduct a yajna, and because of which we have appearance of great personality like Lord Rama and Lakshmana, Bharat, Shatrughna as their son. So you can see the power of these brahmanas. So these excited brahmanas are there. But they don't feel that this is any offense or anything. They were thinking like they were in so much awe and reverence of Shiva and Parvati, and they know that Shiva and Parvati are the Shiva is the spiritual master of the entire universe. So how can you, such excited brahmanas, they were very happy to see this, pleased to see this situation. On the other hand, Chitraketu laughed at it. And so this is where punishment case is made. And now soon you will see the case for punishment. So I will leave what to punish to the next judge. Okay, the next speaker will decide how should be punished. But let us understand the anger and the case Mother Parvati has made. Then obviously, so this also applies to us in our real life, that we also do need to act like authority when we don't have authority. So it is best to be, I think a few days ago, you see every day we receive Prabhupada's statement, the letter he writes to his different disciples or others. So there will be instruction, very nice instruction. So Prabhupada often write a letter in response to situation presented to him. Somebody says, these people are not following properly, even temple president is not following properly. This and that they criticize. Prabhupada's instruction was, okay, I agree. So my recommendation to you that you act like a exalted, glorious person. Don't worry about them. And from you they get inspired. So that is, instead of inflaming the situation. See, Prabhupada can say, oh, let us punish this person, that is punish this person and create more problem. Instead he says, okay, I agree with you, this is when happening. After all, they also now starting to become devotees, chanting. So my request to you, appeal to you that you act like an exalted person. You become a role model in our movement. And from you, they all learn. So you also get excited. We say, okay, no problem. Let me not feel any enmity with anybody. Otherwise, we become puffed up. Look, I told this Prabhupada, because of me, now this person is punished. Then person become, he doesn't get enlightened, he get actually degraded. He will think, now see, I got this power to even punish authorities in the temple. So instead Prabhupada turned this table and told them, okay, why don't you become an excited person? Then everybody, you become role model. Everybody in our movement will derive, you know, inspiration from you. So this way, win-win. The person who is complaining become more positive person. Then the person will become perhaps, you know, more purified person. Then he become more compassionate and he may not fall any fault with others. Then other people also, you know, may derive inspiration. Oh, you know, just came and he's so nice person. You know, let us we also learn some good quality. That inspiration came. So this is, you know, the way to turn towards. And this is the lesson to us. That so when there are authorities and we don't have authority, we don't need to really enforce. Sometimes we may appeal, but most of the time it won't work. They only feel enmity to us. You know, if you are there, if you come, then they may not even step into the temple. So better not to enforce more authorities. Otherwise, we will also be in this situation. Offending a Vaishnava. Of course, here he offended, Chitrakirti offended a great Vaishnava like Shiva. And Mother Parvati curse will not go vain. It will work. Correct? So other smaller curses may not work. But why invite unnecessary trouble? So this is a lesson for all of us to, you know, possibly, you know, learn. So we don't have to make every mistake ourselves. So we can, this is the whole idea. Like, you know, somebody has put their fan into a fire and burnt almost the hand. And we have seen with our own eye. One person, oh, now let me not touch that fire. Other person, oh, let me also experience whether my hand will burn or not. Right? So we don't have to do that. So at least we just learn from other. So the most diligent one will learn just by hearing that such a thing happened. And second person will learn by seeing through his own eye that it burnt and it pained. And the third type of person want to experience and then decide whether it will burn or not. So we don't have to go to be third. We can be a first. So this is a teaching that we got through a nice glorious instructions and through examples like Chitraketus and situation like what we encounter. Okay, with this, so again, thank you all for this opportunity. So thank you, Mataji, for this opportunity to speak a few words, and I hope I made some sense. Thank you, Hare Krishna. 9 o'clock. All right, no problem. Hare Krishna. So let's go and have nice feast that is available. So through having nice feast, we become purified. Prabhupada always said, this tongue, jivado, sevanmukhi jivado. You know, this tongue need to be engaged in seva. One is speaking about glories of Lord. After that is over, you will become hungry and accept the prasada that is coming as a mercy.